A record-setting pink salmon harvest in Prince William Sound and rebounding prices at the docks around Alaska helped propel the value of the 2010 salmon catch to its highest level in nearly two decades. Statewide, the salmon harvest dropped 168 million fish, up more than 5 million from last year. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it's the 11th largest salmon harvest since statehood. Fish and Game Assistant Director Jaron Bruce says the value of this year's catch reached historic levels.
It was the first time since 1992 that the ex-vessel value of the Alaska salmon fishery statewide exceeded $500 million. That's half $1 billion. So first time in 18 years we've been up there in that level. This is the upper echelon of salmon value to the fishermen, and only four other years where we've been up, four other years besides this year when we've been up there since 1975.
Statewide, fishing fleets landed more than 105 million pink salmon in 2010. A record 69 million pinks were caught in Prince William Sound, with the bulk of those fish returning to hatcheries. In Bristol Bay, this year's catch of more than 28 million sockeye salmon were worth nearly $149 million at the docks. Those two catches made up more than half of the total value of this year's salmon harvest statewide. In Southeast, the pink salmon catch ended up topping 24 million, worth around $31 million at the docks. Southeast fishermen caught almost 9.5 million chum with an average price of 72 cents a pound and a total worth of more than $56 million. Most of those chum are produced by the region's hatcheries, and chums remain by far the most valuable of the five salmon species in the panhandle. Bruce says prices for chum and pinks were notable this year.
The chum prices and the pink prices, I guess, are the thing that are most impressive to me about Southeast Alaska. Chums, is on average, price per pound region-wide are back up in the 70, at 72 cents is what we have for an average, and then 30 for the pinks. So these are some pretty good prices compared to recent times. But if you were to go back to the, you know, to the 80s, you would find prices at the same level. So, you know, if you were to adjust them for inflation, they're not going to look as good as they do in terms of nominal dollars.
Salmon prices have been on the rise since a low point in 2002. As for other species, Southeast permit holders caught 2.5 million coho with an average price of $1.19 per pound. Southeast's king salmon catch was 249,000 fish, and the sockeye harvest was 717,000. Elsewhere around the state, 2010 was a poor pink salmon year along the Alaska Peninsula. The catch was 867,000 humpies from a preseason forecast of 5.8 million. It was also another poor year on the Yukon River for fall chum and king salmon.